tough one to say the least. So disappointed and sick for these guys. They played their butts off. They played their hearts out. And it just, they deserve better. And, you know, we had our chances, and, you know, they deserve better. And they made a couple more plays than we made, but they fought, and they played their hearts out. End of the game, you know, that's on me. You know, should have won that thing. You know, I got to get the ball in the right hash for Vinny. We just kicked one, you know, from over there, and I didn't get that done. That's on me. You know, credit them. Credit Shady. Broke off some runs that obviously hurt us. Frank was a warrior. Offensive line was a man possessed. They all played their hearts out, and I'm sick for them. They deserve better.
Chuck, after the interception by Farley, you guys let the clock wind down. Was there any thought of trying to be aggressive and get even closer? I know the condition.
Yeah, I just said I screwed it up. It's on me.
Chuck,
number one thing was to get over there. We want to protect the ball, but get on the right hash. Okay, we didn't accomplish that. At worst, get up there, do a quarterback middle right, get it over on the right hash. And then kill it on third down and kick it on fourth down.
What would you have? So I missed some of that. You said you screwed it up. What was your hope then? What would you ideally want to do there?
We'd love to be closer, but we wanted to be on the right hash. So we called a play to the right, and Frank cut back. We had time to get another play call. I screwed it up. That's on me.
Okay.
It's a bottom line. You know, and we had to kick from the middle and try to move a bunch of snow around, and we just kicked from the spot, and it's not on Vinny. It's on me.
What did you see on the two-point conversion? I thought the wide receiver could block a yard downfield.
He can.
Was it 1 yard?
What's that?
Was he just 1 yard downfield?
Until I see the tape, you know, it's a two-point play. We're on the two-yard line, and nobody can see any yard lines. I couldn't tell where the ball was a whole day.
So, you ever had a game, played in the game, coached a game in those kinds of conditions?
Played in them when I was in college. You know, every weekend was like that in Laramie.
So, if you go out there and you rep stuff all week, prepare, script, and then basically you have to kind of basically scrap it today. Did you have to basically scrap what you planned all week in terms of the game plan? Or
our coaches did a hell of a job. Yeah, because I don't know how you prepare for that.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
They did a hell of a job. Now, you just figure out, you know, how you can, you know, from a defensive standpoint, what gives guys the best chance to just keep the ball in front of you, gap integrity, you know, so you're not chasing and having to, you know, make hard cuts in this stuff. Offensively, the same thing. Our guys adjusted and did a great job. And we knew it was going to come down to, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, I thought we played the first half, you know, the right way. And we knew the wind was going to be blowing a certain direction in the fourth quarter and still decided that, you know, pin them down there, you know. And we had field position, and Rego did a hell of a job. And then we had right before the half, we had it first and 10 at the 45, 50, midfield, you know. And, you know, we get a penalty, and we're second and 20, you know, and then punt it. And then, you know, we think we're going to get the ball back again, and we got a second and long or something. I don't, you know, and then he rips off a couple 25-yard runs and then a jump ball to 13. So credit them. They did, you know, they executed on those, and we didn't. But, you know, proud of our guys. I mean, they played their guts out. Again, they deserve to have better.
So before the time, right before the half, you call that timeout. Is that what you're thinking? You think field position and Shady were
probably. Yeah, we've been starting.
Yeah.
Just don't anticipate that happening, you know, in these conditions and the way that we've been playing.
Yeah. After the jump balls that they scored on or all that, it looked like you didn't move Quincy over to guard. Did you want a bigger guy on the belly position the rest of the game?
Yeah.
And that's not how it was before, but it was. That was your reaction.
Yeah. And he went out and did a nice job.
Chuck,
what goes into the thought process after penalty on the point after decide to kick the extra point as opposed to going for two again?
It's 2 yards compared to, I don't know where that ball was. 12, you know, 2 yards was going to be hard, you know, so we got the best kicker in the history of the game, you know, so give ourselves a chance to at least go to overtime, and that's what happened.
So you did get a little more aggressive offensively in the second half. Was that a factor? Was that a result to, you know, the snow sort of dissipating a little bit, or did you just have to do that?
Yeah, we just know, and again, the guys ran and blocked well. Frank ran his tail off, and Marlon ran, I mean, extremely hard, and we just felt like we had to try to get some chunks, you know, get the ball, you know, down the field a little bit, and, you know, what a drive they put together, you know, those guys put together on offense to get down there and score the touchdown, and, you know, it's great play calling, great execution, T.Y. making some great catches, you know, Jacoby making some great throws in these conditions, I mean, the fourth down conversions. I mean, it was. That's why it's so hard. This is one of the toughest ones, you know, because they all matter. And forget records, they all matter, and it just rips your guts out.
I mean, you know, when you come here, there's always a chance of major snow. But did you guys have an idea that the conditions would deteriorate like this, that you'd be facing a blizzard?
I mean, we got reports, you know, of things that could possibly happen. You know, we got guys on our staff, you know, that have coached here. Sanjay was here, you know, last year. Haas, you know, spent time here. So, you know, coming up here to play in December, I guess, you know, anything can happen. You know, and whether you know, happens or it didn't happen, you know, they don't make cleats. You know, there's not a pair of cleats out there that's going to work in that better than any other ones and whatnot. I mean,